Thank you for listening to the Craig James Financial Services LLC podcast. Craig James Financial Services LLC is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York, 11747. You can reach us by phone at 631-393-2888 or toll-free at 1-877-887-2707. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC. Craig James Financial Services LLC is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group Incorporated. Next Financial Group Incorporated does not offer tax and/or legal advice.
Hello, my name is Craig Ferrantino. I'm the president of Craig James Financial Services here in Melville, New York. I founded Craig James Financial Services because I saw there was a need for independent, objective financial advice for our clients and for the greater community. We put these podcasts together at the request of many of you who have seen our presentations either in seminars or other educational presentations in other venues and wanted to learn more. And as a disclaimer, I wanted to mention that we are not owned by any insurance company or bank. We are truly independent, and therefore, we have the ability to work purely for our clients. Today, we're continuing with our podcast series, Insurance and You. In our last episode, we discussed some of the riders that may enhance your life insurance policy. And in today's episode, we're going to review some of the common questions that appear on a life insurance application. To discuss the application process, I have with me Jenna Durie, my Vice President of Marketing, who has assisted numerous people with filling out their life insurance applications. Go, Jenna.
Thank you, Craig. Paperwork, paperwork, paperwork. Applying for life insurance requires you to fill in several pages of information, many of which need to be signed and dated. It's a little detailed, but nothing like an IRS 1040, so don't worry. If you have questions, it is important to ask. We have clients call us all the time for clarification, so please do not hesitate. Okay, so let's begin. The application is broken down into two or three sections, depending on the insurance company. The sections are typically broken down so that you first list your personal information, second, the policy details, and third, your lifestyle and health information. So for the first section, you fill in personal information, such as your name, social security number, address, and how many years you've lived at that address, phone number and best time to be contacted, place of employment and job description. You will also need to fill in your beneficiary information as well. To learn more about beneficiaries, please listen to podcast 2 called Understanding Beneficiaries in our podcast series entitled Insurance and You. Quickly, I will say that there is your primary beneficiary, typically your spouse if you're married, and then the contingent beneficiaries, which are normally your children. Now, for the second section, you will typically fill in the details about the policy you're applying for. For instance, how much death benefit are you applying for? How long will your policy last? 10, 20, 30 years if it's term? If not forever, for whole life and universal life. What riders would you like to include to your policy, such as a rider for long-term care? How often are you going to pay for the policy? Monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or annually? What other life insurance policies do you already have? Even if it's a small group policy through work, you must list this. And for this, you also need to include the details, such as what is the face amount of that policy? When was it issued? And what type of policy is it? Is it a term? Is it a whole life? Is it a group life? Is it universal, etc.? You will also need to state whether or not you are replacing another policy. Each state has their own replacement process, so feel free to contact us for the process in your own state. The third section encompasses questions about your lifestyle and your health. Some examples of lifestyle questions are, do you smoke? If you did and you quit over 5 years ago, that's important to mention on your application. How often do you have alcoholic beverages, if any? Have you been cited for any moving violations? Have you been charged for any crimes? Are you a pilot? Do you plan on living outside of the U.S.? Are you involved in skydiving or any other extreme sports? Remember, the insurance company is evaluating what risk they're taking on by insuring your life, and that's why they ask these questions. As for the health questions, it is important that you know you are answering all of these questions correctly and thoroughly, And if you answer yes to any of these questions concerning your health, you have to make sure you list the details, such as the date, what was done, such as a surgery, if your symptoms, sickness, visit to doctors, etc. are ongoing or just a one-time occurrence, what was done to treat it, were you given any medications. You must also list your doctor's contact information and give permission to release your medical records so an outside service can work to obtain your medical records in confidence from your doctor. This is known as a HIPAA authorization. Once you complete and sign where needed on the application, it will be submitted to the insurance company for review by what is called the underwriting department. You will then be contacted to set up a quick medical where a nurse comes to see you and takes your height, weight, blood pressure, and a blood sample. The medical normally does not take more than 30 minutes, so it's nothing to sweat over.
Thank you, Jenna. Boy, was that a lot of information. I know we discussed many different questions that appear on the application, so please do not hesitate to call our office at 631-393-2888 with any additional questions you may have or may or perhaps things that we haven't covered in our podcast. All right. Today, we continued our discussion on life insurance policies. We reviewed some questions that you can expect to come across on the life insurance application to help you prepare for the life insurance process. Well, you've made it to our fifth episode in our series entitled Insurance and You. We would like to thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you benefited from the time that you spent with us today, and that you will continue to enjoy and benefit from our future podcasts. If you are also considering disability insurance, please feel free to listen to our podcast series entitled Disability Must-Knows. All of our podcasts are available on our website, www.longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And as usual, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions on anything we discussed today, please contact us by calling our office here in Melville, New York at 631-393-2888 or toll free at 1-877-887-2707. With offering our clients independent, objective financial advice, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. On behalf of all of us today at Craig James Financial Services, we look forward to hearing from you soon.